Three characteristics of this liberty are listed. First of all, a believer has no obligation to any system of legalism which is required for justification or sanctification. Hear that, because this is important. We face the same challenges today as the Galatians did then. It's no difference, just a different era. The first is a believer has no obligation to any system of legalism which is required for justification or sanctification, which was the argument that Judaizers were making. Something else is required if you are going to be saved. Paul is saying no. In Romans 6:14, Paul said that the believer is not under the law, but under what? Grace. However, having said that, we do say that the believer is always under the moral law of God, the laws of the family, and the laws of government. But we are under grace. Again, the point is, no believer has an obligation to any system of legalism. The second point he makes here is freedom or liberty is achieved only through the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, the ascension of Christ. That's it. Only the Lord Jesus could say this, John 8:36, therefore if the Son sets you free, you will really be free, or you are free indeed. But notice that he says, if the Son sets you free. It's all about God. Salvation is of the Lord. He has to exclude us, because if he doesn't, we will never be saved. So when Christ says that, notice how he says that. If the Son sets you free. Not if the Son and something else. Or not if something else. If the Son. Why? Because he's the only one who can propitiate, satisfy, expiate. Now, think about this. He says, if the Son sets you free, you really will be free. He did not. And let's think about it in the present context. Of course, he's writing to the Galatians. But he did not set us free from the bondage of the law and the penalty of sin in order that we might keep sinning. Because that's how they were interpreting what Paul was saying. Since Paul was saying that we are no longer under the law, but we are under grace, the legalists were saying he's inviting you to lawlessness. But Paul is saying is that if a person is truly set free by the grace of God, if the person is truly in Christ, the fact that he is will lead him to actually live a life that is consistent with the moral law without being under the law. In fact, as believers, and I've said this many times before, when we come to Christ, we are for the first time ever in a position now to actually do that which God says we ought to do. We were in bondage before that. And I'm not going to get into it right now, but the argument of the legalist actually falls apart when you actually understand what happens to a person when he's in Christ. He delivered sinners so that they might be free to please God, not themselves. Stand. When he died, Paul says in Colossians 2:14, he said he erased the certificate of debt with its obligations that was against us and opposed to us, and has taken it out of the way by nailing it to the cross. The third thing he says here that we take from this part of verse 1 is that all of this takes place at the moment of conversion. It says in that first part, Christ has liberated us to be free. That points to an accomplished past event. Provisionally, it occurred at the cross. We just read that in Colossians. But practically, it happened when the sinner was born again. When you came to faith in Christ, the shackles of sin and selfishness were removed. When you came to faith in Christ, the power of the gravitational pull of the sin nature downward has been conquered. The believer is now free to become and to do all that God wants him to be and do. Stand.